Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Back with us is Craig Moulton, Managing Director of Cobra Resources. How are you, Craig?
I'm good, thanks, Rob. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. Now, Cobra Resources is a new entrant to the main market listing. For the benefit of any listeners, can you give us a brief overview of the company?
Yeah, sure. So Cobra is an exploration and mining company, and it has its flagship asset, the Woodna Gold Project, located in South Australia. We were readmitted to the main market on the 16th of January this year, and that followed the acquisition of a private Australian company called Lady Alice Mines. Lady Alice has the right to earn 75% of the Woodna Gold Project, and also has the 100% owned Prince Alfred Copper Mine.
So how would you briefly summarise Cobra's strategic focus?
We have three primary strategic objectives. Firstly, it's to increase the resource base at Woodna, and that already has a 211,000 ounce resource, which meets JORC 2012. And we'd do that in order to move the project into a development study. The second is to test the depth extent of mineralisation at the historic Prince Alfred Copper Mine. And thirdly, we'll continue to assess new acquisition opportunities that may have strategic benefits with their existing portfolio.
So UK investors may not be familiar with South Australia as an exploration jurisdiction. What is it like to operate in that part of Australia?
So when we were looking to acquire Lady Alice Mines, we obviously did our due diligence on the company and its assets. And obviously the operating jurisdiction was a really important part of that research. So we believe that South Australia is arguably one of the premier jurisdictions globally to conduct mineral exploration. There's three reasons for that. One is there's minimal sovereign risk. The state government recognises the value of exploration and mining and what it can deliver to its local economy. The regulation that governs mineral exploration in the state is predictable, and companies can conduct their business in an efficient manner. And thirdly, there are clear controls in place to ensure that there's transparent engagement with local stakeholders and that the environment is protected.
Okay, this might sound like an obvious question, but why are you focused on gold?
So we believe that gold will continue to be a growth commodity. It's a safe haven for investors in times of economic volatility. It plays an important role in many cultures, and therefore the demand is likely to continue to increase as large developing economies continue to grow. In the last decade, we've seen a significant underinvestment in mineral exploration, including investment in gold exploration, and that has limited the supply of the next generation of gold mines. And lastly, the mines that are being built, they're generally lower grade or they are deeper underground operations, and then this will actually raise the minimum cost of supply of new primary gold.
So the Woodna Gold Project is a JORC compliant resource of 211,000 ounces. Can you give us a brief history of the project and how Cobra became involved with it?
Yeah, so the project history is actually quite interesting, and it probably more, requires more time than we have to do it justice. So just let me cover the highlights. To start with, this project has involved two of the world's largest gold miners, the first being the Australian gold miner Newcrest, currently the fifth largest gold miner in the world, has a market cap today of around about $22 billion. And the other one is the massive American gold miner Newmont, third largest gold miner in the world, has a market cap of about $40 billion. The project was initially discovered by Newcrest in the late 1990s. And this is around about the time when people were just learning the value of using calcrete sampling. Now, you don't really need to know what calcrete sampling is. It's a special form of soil sampling, but it's proved to be very effective in finding new gold mineralization. And at the time, around about 1991, Newcrest discovered the massive Cadia Ridgeway mine in eastern Australia. And as a result, all of their focus went into developing Cadia, and they sold the project to Adelaide Resources. During a period around 2002 to 2005, Newmont actually became a joint venture partner with Adelaide Resources, and they spent around $2.2 million working the project. And that added a massive amount of knowledge and data to the project. They ended up exiting in around about 2005, mainly because when you look at the gold price at the time, and gold in 2005 or March 2005 in that period where they exited was around about $445 an ounce. And when you compare that to over $1,600 an ounce today, and there wasn't a lot of love for gold projects at the time. Then in around about July 2016, Adelaide Resources had now become known as Andromeda Metals, and they defined a 197,000 ounce resource across three deposits: Barnes, White Tank, and Baggy Green. And then Lady Alice Mines entered a farming agreement with them in around about 2017, with Compra announcing its intention to acquire Lady Alice in March 2019. During the remainder of 2019, Lady Alice Mines and the geologists from Cobra, they basically worked together on a new interpretation of the geology, and that resulted in a new gold resource that had increased to 211,000 ounces.
Okay, that's quite a good background. The most recent RNS discussed pathfinder elements for gold. Do you think you could explain the significance of that RNS?
Yeah, look, this is something we're really excited about. And it really does represent a significant breakthrough in our ability to explore for new gold resources or extensions to existing resources at Woodner. Based on the stage one analysis, the stage one sampling program that we did in January this year, what we've managed to do is establish a unique chemical signature for the mineralization at Beggar Green. This is a significant breakthrough, and it's not dissimilar in some ways to establishing like the DNA or the fingerprint for the mineralization. And what we've discovered is that the mineralization at Beggar Green has a unique signature in terms of its tellurium, bismuth, tungsten, copper, and silver chemistry. Basically, what this means is we now have another research tool to identify buried mineralization. And the reason we can do that is those elements, tellurium, bismuth, and tungsten in particular, they're not removed during the weathering process. And so we can actually use them to identify remnant traces of gold mineralization in the soil profile, even if the gold itself has been withered away. So now we can take this, we can integrate this new approach, and that will help us to determine pathfinders to mineralization with much greater certainty than we've ever been able to before.
Brilliant. Last question then, Craig. What is the roadmap for the Woodner Gold Project?
Okay, so last year we outlined a three-stage soil sampling program, and that was all aimed at de-risking our drilling target and the drilling process. And we've stuck to that. In January this year, we completed, as I already mentioned, the stage one sampling program, which was the calibration program, which has obviously been very successful. Stage two is then focused on using that learning to define much better drilling targets for extensions to existing mineralization in around the existing deposits. And that program will start on the 16th of March. I'm heading out there shortly to start that program. And then on the third stage, we'll look at more regional targets. So we'll actually then take the same approach and we'll actually apply it across the whole tenement area. We've got over, well, just under, sorry, 2,000 square kilometres of tenements. So there's plenty of scope for finding new gold ore bodies within the project area. From there, we'll look at drilling these targets later in the year, and we expect that that will give us a pathway to increasing the existing resource base. And once we believe that the resource inventory is sufficient, then we'll obviously then move the project into the development study process, which, as I'm sure as you're aware, is a major step forward to outlining an economic operation.
And we look forward to hearing all about it at a later date. Craig, thanks for spending the time with us.
Thanks, Rob. Really appreciate it. Always great to talk to you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.